Lac La Biche. The Portage College Voyageurs' losing streak continued over the weekend. The Voyageurs dropped their Friday away game to the Concordia University of Edmonton Thunder, Q, 6-3 and then lost Saturday's rematch at home to the Thunder 6-2. The Voyageurs, who have lost 10 of their last games, currently hold last spot in the 7-team Alberta Colleges Athletic Conference. The wins kept the Thunder in 6th place. Friday's contest started off on a positive note for the Voyageurs when Mikel Chalifoux, with the assistance of teammate Xavier Halterman, scored the team's first goal seconds into the first period. Unfortunately, the Voyageurs would not get onto the scoreboard again until the third period, by which time the Thunder had already secured a 4-1 lead. As the third period got underway, Karsten Gurill, assisted by Ty Milgate, got the puck past Concordia goaltender Griffin Bowerman for the Voyageurs' second. Griffin Ryden scored another goal for Concordia a few minutes later before Peyton McDonald Correa, assisted by Nick Gidney and Carter Yarish, landed Portage College's final goal of the night. The Voyageurs dominated the first period of Saturday's home game against the Thunder in front of a crowd at the Bold Center. Following goals by Austin Mumby and Shea Sommerfeld, the Voyageurs went into the second period with a strong 2-0 lead. But the lead was brief as the Thunder took control for the rest of the game, scoring 6 unanswered goals to secure a victory. The Voyageurs are back home again on November 24 to face off against the Augustana Vikings at 7 p.m. The two teams meet again on November 25 when Portage College travels to Camrose for a rematch.